particularly, you know, Black, Indigenous, people of color, queer, disabled scholars. There were commas between those things. Not one person who was 100% of those things.
Hi, I'm Carol from Athens, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
On Sunday evening at 6 o'clock right here on WGXC. You can tune in to listen to the program Lalo and Humane. On this program, you will hear music, found sounds, intentional noise, words, field recordings, all together, all at once. Tune in to Live and Humane, live radio from Hudson, New York, on WGXC 90.7 FM.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bow. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Henry Lowengard of Kingston, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Diane Baldwin reports in the Upstater that Columbia Memorial Health Copag Rapid Care Center at 283 Mountain View Road may reopen. Copag Town Supervisor Jan Mettler said at an October 12th meeting that what was the only medical care facility in southeastern Columbia County would reopen in January. The facility has been closed for almost a year, with officials citing problems staffing the center and financial issues. Officials in Copag, Hillsdale, Ancram, Gallatin, and Taconic have asked for the facility to reopen. Officials from those towns met with hospital officials, saying that their residents would be forced to travel 30 minutes or more to Hudson, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, or Sharon, Connecticut. And in another development, Columbia Memorial Health spokesperson William Van Slyke said, and I quote, "The CMH Foundation is now accepting donations specifically to support Copag Rapid Care Services." Any donors wishing to contribute can simply indicate in their memo section of their check that the funds are for COPEG Rapid Care, and anyone donating online will find a drop box on the donation page that identifies the COPEG Rapid Care Center. End quote. Read more about this story in the Upstater. Molly Burke reports that Governor Kathy Hochul signed bills on October 25th strengthening rights of owners of manufactured and modular homes. Hochul said the homes are a, and I quote, key source of affordable housing, end quote, in New York. Hochul said, and I quote, the legislative package is our state's latest tool to support New Yorkers in manufactured home parks, a key source of affordable housing in our state. I thank the bill's sponsors for their partnership in supporting this critical path to affordable home ownership for countless New York families, end quote. One bill strengthens the right of first refusal for owners of manufactured homes. Another bill authorizes mortgages and mortgage pool insurance for modular and manufactured homes. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Bill Mitchell reports for News 10 that police around the state are increasing patrols on Halloween weekend. The holiday is Tuesday, with many public and private events over the weekend. Law enforcement officials will set up sobriety checkpoints and DWI patrols and will be also on the lookout for motorists using their phones while driving. In 2022, New York State Police issued 11,601 tickets around the Halloween holiday and arrested 189 people for DWI. State troopers also responded to over 1,000 accidents statewide, including 3 fatalities. Police also remind drivers that small children will be out looking for candy this weekend, crossing streets and on sidewalks. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly sunny Saturday with a temperature high near 75 degrees and a south wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour becoming northeast in the afternoon. Tonight, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 45 degrees and a northwest wind at 7 to 11 miles per hour. On Sunday, there will be a chance of showers before 11 a.m., then rain, mainly after 11 a.m. The temperature high will be around 49 degrees and a north wind around 7 miles an hour becoming east in the afternoon. On Sunday night, there will be rain before 2 a.m., then showers after 2 a.m. The temperature low will be around 47 degrees. And on Monday, showers mainly before 2 p.m., and the temperature high will be near 51 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia County.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212 7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXE believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXE is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Show, this is it. Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
When I was a little boy, my folks would say, behave or we'll take you to the mountains and we'll leave you at the mouth of the cave of the winds, where little boys go when they mortally sin. And ever since then, I've had the desire to sneak from my window and sit by a fire in the mountains, where I imagine I would join in the howling sound of the wind. Ooh, oh. Ooh, oh. Ooh. Now I'm a grown man and I tell myself, behave or they'll take you away from the mountains to put out your fire, to live in a world where none dare desire the howling wind.
Taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior 1 year in prison, or $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy. All right.
Here's 2020 music from Six Organs of Admittance. The song is called Haunted and Known from the album Companion Rises.
Yeah. playing my top bluff.
That's David you're having trouble with, doll. You set yourself up for this. You can't blame me for walking away now.
You're a wreck. I'm not sure what you even see in yourself. That grim look of determination that swells in your eyes when you smile, it's just awful. You can't blame me.
Stick to the shoe.
I told you I was lying. I didn't say anything.
This room's getting bright. I need a place by myself for a while.
Fine, go to that window. I just stare. Dismal, wet street, something. That neon light, the way it shines on your face. You look like a little cherub, Mike. Pink, little cherub.
Love is a five-letter word that you try to cram in a four-letter clue. My feet aren't even touching the ground. You are a liar, just like you said.
Sometimes, Mike, I think love is a ten-letter word, and that is made up of vowels. Mike, I just wanted to say, well, by you not telling anyone about what I've done, but, well, I wish there was some way to express it.
Go on thinking that.
Why don't you come over here, Mike, away from that window? Just stop it.
You'll be a lot happier. Security sicknesses.
I wish it were so simple, but you didn't pay attention. Your mind drifts in so many directions. It's not about security, Mike.
You're so damn sober, aren't you? You twisted me up like a sour breath.
Whatever you're thinking, Mike, don't do it. I didn't know we'd fit us in together like this. Mike, I don't want to fall in.
Just like you said.
Don't do it, Mike. Close the window. Mike, no. Mike.
Could be wrong. I could be. could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be right.
That's Claverack from Sebadoh member Eric Gaffney from a 1999 album. And he apparently spent time in Columbia County because this other song on that album, Brilliant Concert Numbers, is called Hudson River Landing.
Thank you. Here's former Columbia County resident Liv Caro with a track from her just released Dub Narcotic Demos record. The song is called City of Whale from Liv Caro.
Written these books on music and animals. The first one was Why Birds Sing, about music and birds. And afterwards I said, next I want to do whales, because I knew that whale songs had been discovered in the 1950s and 60s, and that they influenced a lot of musicians, and that, you know, that could you actually go play live with whales? I hadn't heard too much about people doing that, so I figured I'm going to do that and write a book about it. So that was, I was researching that in 2006, and the book came out in 2008. So I would say since 2008, I've been trying to get National Geographic to do just this. Because National Geographic, as I described in my book in 1979, they published a sound page of a humpback whale song, which is like a record that you could pull out of a magazine and play on a turntable. That's called a sound page. And so National Geographic in 1979, which was maybe at the height of its influence, published in many, many languages. They all had this sound page. And they claim to have printed 10 million of these at once. Okay, interesting. Well, it turns out that's the largest single pressing of any album of music ever. And so then I told them, look, you did this in 1979. What are you going to do now? I didn't get much traction on this until out of the blue last fall, I just got a call saying, we want to do this. So that's how it happened. And basically what it is, for those of you who don't have in front of you, is the humpback whale song. This is a whale that sings a song that takes about 15, 20 minutes to sing, then it starts over again. It does it for up to 24 hours, just singing, 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 singing. And these humpback whales have a song that nobody knew about until the Navy was studying, the enemy, Russian submarines. They put hydrophones, underwater microphones all across the oceans. And they wanted to hear secret stuff. And they heard a lot of secret stuff, but it turned out it was being made by marine mammals. As you could imagine, what's this coded communication? And they were a little disappointed to find out it was whales. But at least they said one thing. We can't let people find out about this. We have a secret now. It's a military secret, classified for like 10 or 15 years before we had these young scientists, Roger Payne and Scott McVeigh. They published this paper in Science magazine. All this is in my book, Thousand Mile Song, from 2008. And they said in that Science paper, very interesting line, a humpback whale emits a series of surprisingly beautiful sounds. The scientist wrote that. And I called Scott McVeigh the other day. I called him up. He's 87 years old. I said, well, no one else has written, even to this day, something like that in a Science paper. And he was pleased to hear it and pleased to see this geographic story, which all goes back to his analysis of this song. We had this issue, like, how do we make it look musical, but not quite musical in a human way? But National Geographic really had this interesting idea, I thought, for them. We're going to convince our readership this is music if we mix this graphic notation of yours with regular musical notation. And I said, oh yeah, has musical notation ever appeared in National Geographic? And they said, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure it's ever appeared, which would be amazing if you have musical notation in National Geographic, first time in history, for a whale song.
So it shows the musical notes, and then they're imposed with these colored, like, blobs, right, that represent the tones.
Technically, it's called pneumatic notation, which is a term from the first musical notation in Western culture looked like that, and it was done in churches in the medieval period to represent Gregorian chants. They're perfect for Tibetan overtone singing, as well as whales don't actually sing. They go, so it's not quite a steady tone. And that, you can say it's like, or you can represent its waviness. But I was very impressed that National Geographic said, we want the notation. We want the whale singing the notation. We want you on bass clarinet playing the whale part. And then we'll show people the whale is doing something like music. However, when I actually recorded it, given my natural tendencies not to play exactly the notes on the page, and if I'm playing with a whale, to interact with the whale rather than play the identical things, they said, no, you're bending it too much. You're interpreting it too much. Go straighter. Go straighter. And so literally I had to record this. This is the hardest part. Three times, straighter and straighter and more boring to really demonstrate this. And then the final version, literally someone the other day said, man, that whale sounds so much more like a bass clarinet than you.
I wanted to just ask you a little bit about being an artist and a scientist in the last year during COVID, and I know you tried some interesting experiments in outdoor performances and different things to overcome the pandemic stuff.
Yeah, it's been an incredibly strange and unique time. What do you do? It's been well remarked upon that performing artists are among the hardest hit by this crisis because they're just not allowed to do what they do. And I'm fortunate that I also have a job as a professor, so I can still teach. But you end up staring at the computer all day and talking to people and collaborating with people in different ways. I did 3 outdoor concerts in the fall in people's backyards with different groups, and that was quite fun, and I would do more. And now things are opening up more. There's going to be more events, but people are still scared of them. It's not like there's a rush to go and perform. But I did some unusual things, which is I collaborate a lot with people in different parts of the world, and we just made stuff together. And one thing I did is make this album we recorded online, like we're recording this, with Stephen Nachmanovich, who's a famous kind of thinker about improvisation, and he's a violinist, and he's written books on creativity. And I you know, knew his work for many years, so I hadn't met him in person, but we decided, let's do this together. And then as we did the music, we realized that, oh, it's, you know, music, big deal. It, you know, if everyone's releasing music, it just comes out. You can't even buy or sell music. It just streams endlessly now. So let's do something else. Let's release a book to go with the music, like really long liner notes, where we just talk about this improvised music. What were we doing? It's great. That's fun. And so then we recorded ourselves literally like 8-9 hours talking and then automatically transcribed it. The computer transcription takes a few minutes, and then we edited it and turned it into this book, From This World, Another. And it's like 104-page discussions about music and life and improvisation and writing. And then we met for the first time last week. I went down there to Virginia, just drove down there. And he hadn't seen anybody in a year, like outside his family. So it was really fun. And then otherwise I've done some live performances, like online. One singer is in Sweden, a guy's playing Maori instruments in New Zealand, and I'm here, and we mix it together, and things like that. And playing live with Nightingales in Berlin. I'm going to do that again in the coming weeks. And then we stream the Nightingales to me. I'm playing along with them. And things like that, learning what makes something live, what makes it produced, the online connection between people.
Years back, you did a project on cicadas, right?
Yeah, cicadas are coming out this year, but not quite in our area. They're coming out in New Jersey and Maryland, and I plan to go there and play music with them to try and do things differently than I did last time. And what have I thought? Now we can use drones flying through the cicadas, film them differently. We can record 3D audio with sort of like virtual reality techniques. And what's fascinating is how much bigger this story is now than in 2013. It has something to do with the pandemic, people desperate for something that's not political, and something that talks about recurrence and you know, cycles. Like, oh, the cicadas are coming back again. The world has not ended. There's some cyclical aspect to life. Nature gets more exciting and alive and beautiful if you hear it as something musical that you can join in with. The sounds are just right there around, and you just have to pay attention to them. It doesn't have to be like distant whales and you know, rare bugs. Like tomorrow morning, I'm going to go out and play with the dawn chorus. Usually I don't get up that early, but I'm ready. And you don't have to get up at dawn. There's birds singing whenever it gets to these warm days after rain. And you start to hear all these sounds, how they all fit together. It gets surprisingly interesting.
David Rothenberg's translations of humpback whale songs can be found in National Geographic's May issue on newsstands and at nationalgeographic.com. His music and writings can be found on Bandcamp and at terranovamusic.net. For Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.
All right, WGXC listeners. Welcome to Live by Life, hosted by the Camp Hill Hudson Media Group. Who's in the studio here with me?
I'm Kelly Ann McCon.
Of course.
I am Matthew Whitney Harrington.
Dan Thomas Wachowski.
Nice. We have a play coming up at Hudson Hall. Yeah?
Yep.
Friday, November 10th. 6 p.m. at Hudson Hall. What is the show?
It's called Happiness in the Spotlight.
Happiness in the
Spotlight. Happiness Spotlight is about celebrate around you guys and celebrate about your own happiness. I am a main host.
And we want to promote the show coming up, though, and tell people what it's about, right?
So basically, the show, I'm not going to give too many spoilers, but I play a stage manager.
A stage manager, yes.
In England, people say manager.
Ah, is that how it's been pronounced these
days?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
my take on the play is basically about what Matthew was saying, finding happiness in your community and being joyful and happy, and just remember to be happy, not negative, or just be positive in life in general.
And Matthew's character goes about town, interviews people, notable figures in Hudson, asking them what makes them happy.
Yep.
Yeah. And
I myself have a cool sign and a headset and a gold jacket. So please come check it out.
Come check it out. It's an encore presentation. Yours truly will be dressed all in gold.
Now with this one, can anybody come, or do we have to get tickets for it, or is this filming, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, thank you for asking. The performance is free, and they should contact Jody Brooks at camphillhudson.org. Let me say that again.
J-O-D-Y.
J-O-D-Y-B-R-O-O-K-E-S at camphillhudson.org to get your free tickets. This performance will be filmed in front of you, the audience, because we want to showcase our work to the World Wide Web and beyond. So I
came to the benefit one, so I'm definitely going to come to this one on November 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, McConaughey, Kelly, nice.
And you're also in the play, are you not, Kelly? You also are in the video that Matthew shoots.
Oh, I want to talk about that. Yes,
but you're also you play Kelly Bell. That's actually the same as Tinkerbell. Is that correct?
Right. And I hope at the benefit that I want to sit in the way back again, like I did there. I hope I can sit in the kind of like in the middle.
Wherever you want, Kelly. I mean,
is there like any reserved seating or whatnot, or is it all open seating?
It's all open seating.
It's open seating.
Open seating, and it starts again. Let's give the date and the time.
November 10th, Friday, November 10th at 6 p.m. at Hudson Hall.
Hudson Hall, email
Jody Brooks at camphillhudson.org. I almost said.
And my point is to have crisis, and end the show, I find my happiness. And it'd be nice to see me. I am a main host of Camphill Hudson Players, and we'd love to see you there.
That was a long-winded thing. I almost fell asleep.
Hope to see you there.
Here's Mantana Roberts, who'll be performing at the Tang Museum in Saratoga Springs on Friday, April 14th. This is Rise from Mantana Roberts.